We left off from the previous year in Machlokes between Tosas and the Rambam that how to understand really the ABCs of Mitzvah Babi Aveira. So Tosas suggested that Mitzvah Babi Aveira does not mean that just simply an Aveira was done and therefore Mitzvah is going to be done. There has to be a real correlation between the two, that it has to be the Aveira that's facilitating the Mitzvah. It's because an Aveira is done with this item, with this object, that is ultimately what's enabling you to perform your Mitzvah. That's the problem. Therefore, a good example of Mitzvah Babi Aveira would be a stolen lulav. Because if I wouldn't have stolen the lulav, I wouldn't have the lulav. So I needed the gneiva, I needed the gezeila in order to facilitate the fulfillment of the mitzvah. That is called Mitzvah Babi Aveira. In contrast, as tells us, if you have a lulav that somebody worshipped, whether Jew or somebody else, 6 months ago, somebody bowed down to this lulav, that's not called the Mitzvah Babi Aveira. My inyan zaytzel zeh. What in the world is the connection between the Aveira that was done and the fact that you want to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Lulav? So that wouldn't qualify as Mitzvah Aveira. And the Rambam disagreed. The Rambam understood, no, that any time an Aveira was done to an item, that in and of itself is going to disqualify from here on in for the purposes of mitzvahs. And therefore the Rambam said that in Ochinami, if somebody bows down to the tree, the Lulav tree, so then yes, the answer is that Lulav will now be disqualified Dafka because of the psula of Mitzvah Babi Aveira. So we had a little bit of a problem with the Rambam. You can't take the Rambam at face value. Any and every time an Aveira was done to every single item, that item is off limits forever and ever and ever. It can't be. It doesn't make any sense. There are Gemaras that don't seem to bear that out. We spoke about the example of the person who does an act of Chilul Yontif with his Hadassim, plucks off the berries off the Hadassim, violating a problem of Chilul Yontif, and no problem. The Hadassim is still kosher. So we had to almost modify the Shittas and Rambam that we quoted from Reuven Grozovsky from Baruch Ben Sodomo 2 days ago. Reuven explains that according to the Rambam, only those kinds of Aveiros that change the Chefza, the sense of that creates a status change, creates a halachic status change in the Chefza. Somebody that was worshipped as a Verizora is a different Chalashim, it's a different entity, a different Chefza. It's called a Chefza Shal Verizora, or the property of Yoni Dachas. Because people worshipped idols, therefore all the property in that city acquired the new halachic status called Nichsei Yonidachas. There are dinim that emanate from Nichsei Yonidachas. That's called the Mitzvah Aveira. The fact that an Aveira just coincidentally was done to this item 6 months ago, and there was no impact on the item, there was no change, no chal shame in the item, that in of itself is not called Mitzvah Aveira. So that was really the Machlekes tells us in the Rambam. We said it depended on the gear, so we spoke a little bit about it on Wednesday. So there's one last point to the sugya before we move on, and that's a ha'ara that Rabbi Kivega makes in the sugya. Let's take a look at the 8th Nimar Makamos. So Rabbi Kivega, that's a question according to Tosfos. Tosfos is trying really, really hard to prove to us that the definition of Mitzvah Aveira is their definition, not the Rambam's definition, namely the insistence on the cause and effect, the facilitating, the Aveira facilitating the mitzvah, that is the definition of Mitzvah Aveira. So yes, Kivager, why did Tosfos have to go to left field and to Raya? Is that, it's simple, of course Tosfos is right. Obviously the Rambam is problematic. What's the Raya Brura for Tosfos? What's the absolute ironclad proof of Tosfos? So if we take a look at the 8th of the Rambam Kamos, the Gilin HaShas, towards the end of the second line. V'adifi yesh lahakshas, the lavali krum in habokor lahotzi ha-nevad, tepuk lebishu Mitzvah Aveira. There is a din, Rashi, at the beginning of Pashav Yikra, quotes us, there's a din that if somebody bowed down to an animal, so that animal now becomes what's called Ne'avad, it was literally worshipped, and that animal could no longer be brought as a korban. The Olam Vod, that animal is disqualified from being brought on Gabi HaMizbech. Now, truth to be told, that animal did not become Osa B'Hana'a. Even though normally when things are worshipped as a Verizara, they automatically become off-limits for human consumption, nevertheless, there's a special halacha that if you worship somebody that's alive, calls man that it's still alive, so it can't be toe-faced, the shape of a desire. It doesn't become a desire. And actually, you can go ahead and eat it. You can go ahead and use it. You can go ahead and derive benefit from it. Just because it was worshipped of a desire, that in of itself doesn't change your status. Nevertheless, when it comes for karbanos, it is a problem. If somebody bows down to an animal that's alive, so they could check that animal and eat it, that's perfectly okay, but they can't bring it as a korban. How do you know they can't bring it as a korban? So the Gemara derives this from a pasuk. The Gemara has a whole drash, all gzeres that cost at the beginning of Pashas Vayikra, min ha-bokor, lo-tzis ha-nevad, kach nemar loch. A special Torah Shabbat Pat teaches us the nevad can no longer be brought as a korban. He asks Rabbi Kivega, I don't understand. What do you need a pasuk for? He said, it's obvious. Isn't this a classic mitzvah Babi Aveira? This is the absolute application of mitzvah Babi Aveira. I did an Aveira. I bowed down. I, as somebody else, bowed down to this animal. And now, 6 months later, you want to bring it as a korban.
it should be obviously disqualified because of the principle of mitzvah b'averos. So it's a kasha of the pasuk. Why do I need a special pasuk, a special gzeirah kasuk to teach me this din? It's self-understood. That's the b'kivayger's kasha. So the obvious answer, says the b'kivayger, is that Tosfos must be right, namely that since there is no correlation between the avera and the mitzvah, the fact that the animal was worshipped 6 months ago, that is not enabling it to be brought as a korban. The two irrelevant pieces of information, that's not called mitzvah b'avera. So turns to b'kivayger on Tosfos and says, Tosfos, you're so right. Why don't you bring this as a raya? Or you can ask the kasha the other way. The Rambam, you're so not right. You're so against this din. So no matter how you want to formulate the question, it's the same question. Namely, what are we having in machlekes? We discovered in America on Wednesday, machlekes tais the Rambam. We're so proud of ourselves. We discovered machlekes tais in the Rambam about how do you define mitzvah b'avera. It's obvious that from the mere fact that we need a pasuk to tell me that nevad is a problem for a korban, according to the Rambam, that should have been covered by mitzvah b'avera. So comes with Reuven and says no. Says this is supporting the theory that he developed. Says to Reuven, but med the Rambam Murim, when did the Rambam say that mitzvah b'avera applies even if there's no connection, there's no correlation? That's only when the chefetz has acquired a status change. Nevad, when you worship a live animal, there is no change in status. That's what we just said. You're allowed to use it. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to shech it. You're allowed to ride it. You're allowed to work with it. Nothing happened to any animal. You can't turn around and say, aha, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I can't bring it as a korban? Isn't it mitzvah b'avera? No, it's not. According to Tosfos, it's for sure not, because there's no connection between the two. And even according to the Rambam, for sure not. Because according to the Rambam, you don't need a connection between the avera and the mitzvah, but you do need a status change. And if you don't have that status change, says Rabbi Reuven, that is not mitzvah avera according to any understanding, even to the most expansive definition of the Rambam, even that falls short. That is not considered to be a mitzvah avera. So when all the dust settles, we have this din. The halacha is clear. If you worshipped an animal, that animal can no longer be burned as a korban. No question about it. It's based on a pasuk, but it's not governed by mitzvah b'avera. Even though it's a korban, and even though it's a avodah zara, and even though it's a terrible avera, and you have misa for the avera, all of that is true, but it's still not covered by mitzvah b'avera. Either according to Tosfos, because there is no facilitation between the avera and the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, even though you don't need facilitation, but you do need a status change, and that, in fact, you don't have. So that was just the last point of the previous. So you can't move on to the next.